Now, I understand. We are uncomfortable with each other. That is a part of life. You are right there that, you know, white people generally hang out with white people, black people generally hang out with black people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all down the line, because we have our cultures in common. We have our histories in common in many ways. But see, that's the problem. That's why we used to concentrate on being a melting pot. And the other reason why we're afraid to hang out with each other is because we're afraid that, you know, somebody's going to sick the NAACP on us, or somebody's going to sick an attorney on us. I contend that African Americans are just as uncomfortable speaking in a room full of white people as I am speaking in a room full of black people. Because I have a constant inner dialogue in my head, not of don't say anything racist, but don't say anything that might be perceived by others racist. And here's why it freaks you out and you just clam up and don't say anything. Because I don't know what would be perceived as racist. Because what I say is not racist. If we speak the same language, if we use the same language, and I mean that by not Spanish and English, although that's important, I mean drop the Ebonics crap. There's times that I've gotten into conversation with people and I don't know what they're saying to me because it's Ebonics, and I don't want to say, what the hell are you even talking about? What? And I don't want to say anything because I just want to, that's the whitest white guy ever. Like, that's a slam. Let's speak the same language. Let's believe in the American dream that you can accomplish anything with hard work, with education, with optimism. Let's start melting into each other again.